弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上我们一起来学习活在世界却不属世界。
Tonight we're going to study live in this world, but not of the world.
我们要从但以理书来看看这个主题。
We're going to look at this topic from the book of Daniel.
我们简单翻开但以理书第一章。
Let us please all turn to Daniel chapter 1.
我们从礼拜天开始，我们读经，在读但以理书。
Starting from Sunday, we have started our Bible reading of Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书这一卷书，是我们弟兄姐妹基本上都是不陌生的书卷。
The book of Daniel is basically a passage that we are not strangers to.
特别是从第一章到第六章，这里面的故事，是我们从小孩子开始都很熟悉的故事。
Especially Daniel chapter 1 to chapter 6, these are all stories that we've been familiar with since we were children.
所以基本上这第一章到第六章就是但以理的第一部分。
So basically speaking, chapter 1 to chapter 6 is the first part of the book of Daniel.
那以故事的形态呈现也是有时间的次序。
And according to the stories that happened, they are in chronological order.
那从第七章开始到第十二章的第二部分，那这是有关于预言的部分。
And then from chapter 7 to chapter 12, this is the second part which pertains to prophecies.
那这个预言跟世界的历史有关系。
And these prophecies have to do with the history of the world.
它有很多的里面的信息，从第二部分的信息跟我们的末世也相关的。
There are many passages in the second half that have to do with the end times.
所以有人说但以理书就是旧约的启示录。
And so people say that the book of Daniel is the revelation of the Old Testament.
那其实到目前为止，还有但以理书第二部分的一些预言，我们还不是完全了解。
And there are still some parts of prophecies in the book of Daniel that we still don't completely understand.
特别是最后这最后几章，它的信息跟启示录又有关系。
Especially the last few chapters, they have a message that is related to the Book of Revelation.
所以神的旨意会渐渐显明。当这个时间越接近主耶稣再来的时候，我们会越来越明白先知当时所预言的信息。
And so as the time of Jesus' second coming draws near, we will start to understand more and more the message of the prophecy.
那我们今天晚上来从第一章、第二章来看看我们怎么样，我们是怎么样的人？我们是活在世界上的人，却是不属这个世界的。
And so in chapter 1 and chapter 2, we will learn the teaching that even though we live in this world, we do not belong in the world.
因为但以理他跟他的朋友被掳到巴比伦去，住在异乡。
Because Daniel and his friends were taken as captives into the city of Babylon.
他们是等于是在巴比伦地做聚居的客人。
And they can be considered the first class guests in the kingdom of Babylon.
但是他们却一开始就知道他们不是属这个地方的，他们不是属这个世界的。
But since the beginning, they already knew that they didn't belong in this place and they didn't belong in this world.
因为有这样的一个心理的认知，所以就决定了他们往后在巴比伦地的生活。
And from this kind of acknowledgement in their heart, then they proceeded with their life in Babylon.
所以但以理书第一章里面 的故事其实是从是后面五章的故事的最基础。
And so chapter 1 in Daniel is actually the fundamentals to the following five chapters in the book of Daniel.
那我们今天从读但以理书当中呢，要得到这些属灵的教训。
And so when we read the book of Daniel, we are to receive the spiritual teachings.
因为他在说明我们在今天这个世代，我们其实就像在天国的人来住在这个世界上。
Because it is describing that in this world, we are as the people of heaven living in this world.
我们整个生活的目标其实不是放在这个世界上的。
And our goals in our lives are not in this world.
我们知道我们有一个家乡要回去。
We know that we have a home to go back to.
就像但以理，他当时候，等他年老的时候，他那时候很期待神的应许实现，他能够回到耶路撒冷去的。
Just like when Daniel was an old age, he had hoped that he can go back to his homeland.
就是能够回归到神所应许的那个流奶与蜜的应许地在那里得见神的荣耀。
That is to be able to return to the promised land flowing with milk and honey, and there receive glory.
那我们现在请大家翻开来看约翰福音第十七章，先看这一节。
Now let us all turn to John chapter 17. Let's look at this passage.
这是主耶稣在离开世界以前的最后他的祷告。
This is the final prayer of the Lord Jesus before he departed from the earth.
他替众圣徒、众门徒祷告。
He prayed for all of the believers and the disciples.
那我们现在看第十一节，十七章十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
主耶稣他知道他来世上要来完成救恩的。
Jesus knew that he came into this world to complete salvation.
他知道他即将要完成工作，要回到天上去了。
He knew that he was about to complete his work and return to heaven.
当他回离开以后，门徒却还留在世上。
When he left, the disciples were still left in this earth.
所以他祈求天父能够保守门徒，让他们每一个人都能够合而为一，能够一起为福音继续努力。
So he asked the Heavenly Father that he can unite all of them so that can be in unity.
好，那我们跳过去看第十四节。
Let's jump to verse 14.
第十四节说，我已经将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
主耶稣特别说到他的门徒是不属世界的。
Jesus especially said that his disciples are not of the world.
正好像他自己本身是不属世界的一样。
And it is just like how he himself is not of the world.
因为主耶稣是天上的神，他来到人间是要来设立救恩，完成救恩，工作完成他就回去。
Because the Lord Jesus is the heavenly God, and after he completes his work, he is to return to heaven.
那我们今天跟随耶稣的人，在耶稣基督里面的人也跟他一样，我们不属这个世界的。
So those of us who follow the Lord Jesus today, we are just like him. We do not belong of the world.
但是我们每一个人工作还没有完成的时候，我们要继续住在这个世上。
But when we have not finished our work, then we will continue to live in this world.
所以第十五节主耶稣说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
So verse 15 says, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world.But that you should keep them from the evil one.
这是主耶稣的祷告，他祈求天父能够保守每一位门徒脱离这个恶者。这个恶者的工作范围就是在这个世界上的。
This is the prayer of the Lord Jesus, praying for them to depart from the evil one, because the work of the evil one is in this world.
这个恶者就是想方法用尽各种手段，要让属神的人离开道理，跟他一样在这个罪里面灭亡的。
And this evil one thinks of different sly ways to make people leave the true one and to lead them into destruction.
但这里主耶稣特别说他为他的门徒祷告。
So here Jesus says he especially prays for the disciples.
因为他们要留在世上工作。
Because they're going to stay in this world to work.
但是如果有天父真神的保守，他们必能完成工作，也不会被这个世界污染。
But if they have the protection of the true God, the Heavenly Father, then they will not be polluted by this world.
在第十六节特别又强调一次，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
So verse 16 especially emphasizes again, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
十二节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
17, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth.
你看主耶稣他不断的祷告祈求神天父真神他能够保守每一个门徒。
You see that the Lord Jesus constantly is praying for God to keep his disciples and protect them.
他把道理留给我们他把救恩阐明出来。
He gave us the word and he manifested salvation.
这个真理就是要让我们成圣的。
And this truth is to help us to be holy.
他所讲的话，他的教训， 就是让我们能够真的活在这个世上，但又不是属这个世上。
His words and teaching are for us to live in this world, but for not for us to be of the world.
那这样的一个教导呢，这样一个祷告，我们要来看但以理书里面它是怎么执行的。
And this prayer, we can see how it happens in the book of Daniel.
我们怎么样活在一个一个世界上，但是这个世界用很多的方法想要把我们同化，但是我们一定要能够保守住不被同化。
How do we live in a world where they use many methods to conform us, but to keep unconformed?
我们现在看回来但以理书第一章。
Let's go back to Daniel 1.
这个但以理书一开头，他先交代当时候的时代背景。
In the very beginning, it is talking about the times that he lives in.
第一章第一节是说犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
Background of verse 1 says, In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
约雅敬王是在公元前609年的时候开始当王的。
Jehoiakim became king in 609 BC.
所以他在位第三年应该是606年左右了。
And so his third year should have been around 606 BC.
也就是这一年，巴比伦王他第一次去围困耶路撒冷，当时候只是抓了一些人到巴比伦去而已。
And so this was the first time that Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem, and he took just some people into the city.
那第二节特别说是主将犹大王约雅敬并从神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这些器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
So verse 2 specifically says, And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the hand of Shinar to the house of his God. And then he brought his articles of treasure into the house of the God, of his God.
就看到这里特别一开头就讲说是神亲自把这个王还有这个圣殿里面的一些器皿一些部分先交给这个尼布甲尼撒王，让他带到示拿地去放在别的地方了。
God gave the king and some articles into the land of Shinar to be placed somewhere else.
那这个就是其实这个一切都是掌握在神的手上。
And so in fact, everything is in the control of God's hand.
看起来好像是这个犹大王他们被打败了。
It seems that the kingdom of Judah has been defeated.
他们整个国家是被欺负，圣殿里面的东西被抢走了。
Their entire kingdom has been bullied and everything has been taken away.
但其实这个是神的计划。
But actually, this is the plan of God.
是神允许，而且是神亲自交给这个尼布甲尼撒王，让这些人这些东西被带走。
This was allowed by God Himself, and God Himself gave these things to Nebuchadnezzar.
当时候被掳去的人一定觉得很奇怪，为什么今天会落到这个下场。
So these people who were taken to exile must have thought that it was strange that they would fall into this situation.
住在自己的家里不是好好的吗？为什么今天要来到这个地方呢？
Wasn't it fine to live at home? But now, why have we been brought to this place?
那被抓去的人其实都是当时候的精英。
And at that time, the people who were brought there were highly ranked.
因为是王自己被抓走了嘛。
Because you see, the king himself was taken away.
所以王室的这些成员啊，这些贵族啊，很多有才华的人也一起被带走了。
All of those who are royalty and had special gifts were also taken away.
好，那所以我们就看第三节，特别说王吩咐太监长亚斯庇拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来。
Three. Then the king instructed, Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs.To bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles.
你看他这里特别提到说是王公贵族里面这些人都是一些精英分子，现在被掳去，然后现在有些人被选进来到王宫里面来了。
And we see it is royalty and nobles in the king's court who have been selected to be brought.
这些人就是第四节说的是年少没有残疾，是相貌俊美的，是通达各样学问的，是知识聪明都具备的。是很有才干，可以侍立在王面前，在王宫里面的。现在王说要教他们加勒底的文字和语言。
Says in verse 4 that these people were young, without blemish, good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, and having the ability to serve in the king's palace, And they were brought to be taught the language and literature of the Chaldeans, which are the Babylonians.
你就看这些被抓去的人哦，后来被选入王宫的都是最好的。
And so you see, these people who were selected to go into the service of the king were the best.
他这个外貌要俊美，以后要当官员的。
The outer appearance, they must be good looking because they are going to become
officials. 他们要很有知识学问的。
They have to be very educated and smart.
很多哪里就是很多很多知识啊。
They have to be knowledgeable.
他们要是很聪明的，很快可以学习的。
They have to be smart and able to learn quickly.
他们是要能够侍立在王宫里面的哦。
There are people who are able, who have to be able to serve in the king's palace.
也就是说，他们这些人不但是 EQ, IQ 很高，他们 EQ 也要很好。
Which means they have to have both high IQ and EQ.
也就是说，他们要懂得跟人相处，知道怎么样处理各种不同的状况。
They have to know how to interact with others and be able to take care of different situations.
他们要知道他们自己的身份。
They have to know their identity.
因为他们是被王指派的人。
Because they are the people who will be sent by the king.
所以这些人照理看起来都是非常的，真的是文武双才的，然后他们各方面都是顶尖的。
And so these people are very outstanding in all aspects.
然后现在王有一个策略，现在要教他们加勒底的文字。
And now the king has a strategy, which is to teach them the language and literature of the Chaldeans.
那他所以他们当时住在王宫里面的。
And so these are people who lived in the palace of the king at the time.
是跟王住在一起。
They lived with the king.
那现在呢？第五节特别说，王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒。每一日就赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年之后，好叫他们在王面前侍立。
Five, and the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them.
好，那这个特别提到他们饮食，就是他们跟王吃同样的东西的。
This is specifically saying that they ate the same food as the king.
啊，他们有三年的时间要做训练。
They had 3 years of training.
啊，三年之后。凡是合格的就可以在王面前服侍。
After 3 years, those who are capable will be of service to the king.
那这些人他们吃得好，住得好，他们将来已经他们的前途已经被设定好的。
These people ate well, lived well, and their future has already been determined.
所以当时候他们真的是一个很特殊的人，一批很特殊的人。
So at that time, these were a group of very special people.
那第六节特别说他们是谁。
And verse 6, what do they say these people
are? 在他们当中有四个人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米撒利，还有亚撒利亚。
6 specifies that there were four of them, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
那这四个人，你看他们等于是一些同伴，他们是同一起，同个时间在被训练。
And these four people were being trained at the same time.
第七节特别说，
verse 7 specifically says,
太监长要给他们改名字。
That the chief of the eunuchs changed their names.
他们每一个人都被改了一个新名字。
Everybody was changed to a new name.
是跟他们加勒底的信仰跟他们的宗教的神有关系的。
And these all have to do with the Chaldeans and their religion.
好，那所以从第一节一直到第六到第七节呢，我们看到这个王呢，他现在选了这批人出来，他有一个目的。
And so, verse 1 to 7, we see that there is a purpose for the king choosing these people.
他要让这些从犹大掳来的精英呢，将来可以作为教导他们这些从犹大掳来的百姓的一个桥梁，要让他们成为教导，让他们可以接受加勒底文化的这些种子。
So these are people who are going to receive the teachings and the language and learning of the Chaldeans.
他们以后是可以当教官去教导别人，去管理别人的。
They are going to be officials in the future who will manage others.
哦，所以现在王他的策略就是要把这些人同化。
And so the strategy of the king is to assimilate these people.
你看这个王，他实际上是很有策略的，他是也很有计划的。
And so you see, this king is very strategic, and he has a plan.
他的这个同化的政策基本上有四个步骤。
And so his plan to assimilate and conform them have four stages.
你看第一个，他现在把这批人从犹大地耶路撒冷把他掳来放在巴比伦地了。
First, he takes them into exile into the land of Babylon.
所以他们有一个新的环境。
So they have a new environment.
他们现在住在王宫，是有一个新的家，很舒服的。
They live in the palace of the king, which is a new home that is comfortable.
第二个，
two.
现在他们要学习 加勒底的新的知识、新的文化。
Now they're going to learn the new knowledge and culture of the Chaldeans.
啊，所以他们每一天都被教导他们在这个地方应该怎么做。
Every day they are learning what to do in this place.
这里的习惯是什么？
What are the habits and norms? 那么
说他们的节日，他们应该要这个节日的时候要做什么？这个通通要教导他们。
What are the holidays and what do you do during the holidays?
这是第二步，要给他们教育这些他们的知识、他们的文化。
This is the second stage of teaching them their culture and their language.
第三个就是第五节讲的，要给他们新的食物。
The third is verse 5, giving them new food.
所以要改变他们的饮食习惯。
To change their eating habits.
哦，所以他们吃的都特别好。
And so they eat the best.
但是这个吃的不见，这个王认为好的东西，不见得是这些犹太人，当时犹大人他们能够接受的食物了。
And so what the king thought was good might not be what the people, the Jews at that time thought were good.
但是这个就是王特别的待遇了。
But the king especially.
那这个食物如果他们能够接受以后，其实他们基本上已经踏入了他们融入这个文化的这个关口了。
If they can accept this food, then they have pretty much stepped into.The conformity of this culture.
第四个步骤就要改他们的名字。
Fourth stage to change their names.
哦，所以你看他的名字，他把它改成跟他们的神有关系的。
So you see that they changed their names that have to do with their God.
那就是透过每一天在叫他们的名字，让他们去知道说，哎，他们应该要做什么。
And so through calling their new names every day, then they know what they should be doing.
好，所以现在这个王啊，他用这四个方式呢，要让这一批。从犹大掳来原来属神的人，最后能够变成属巴比伦的人。
So the king uses these methods to people who belong to Jerusalem to in the future belong to Babylon.
那这样的一个故事在但以理的时代发生了。
And so this kind of story happened in the time of Daniel.
那我们在看但以理书的时候，我们不是只是读但以理的故事啊。
When we read Daniel, we're not just reading his story.
今天但以理他在圣经里面被称作义人。
Today Daniel has been considered a righteous person in the Bible.
以西结书里面特别提到了三个义人之一啊。
In the book of Ezekiel, he is one of the three righteous people that have been mentioned.
那真的，如果从但以理书去看但以理这个人，我们发现他，我们真的找不到他什么缺点。
So if you look at the book of Daniel, then you'll really see that you can't find any blame in Daniel.
他这个不管是他的人品、他的外貌啊、他的个性都非常的完美。
Whether his character or his outer appearance, it is very perfect.
那其实。这个义人他在说谁是这样的义人呢
？And so who is saying that he is a righteous person？
今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们在神面前其实是被称义的。
Today in Jesus Christ before God, in fact, we are called righteous.
那所以你看这样的一个这样的义人，他现在被抓去放在那个外国的地方。
So this kind of righteous person is now being taken into captive into a foreign land.
但是这个人。他不但没有失落他的信仰，他反而像一盏光，照耀在这个当时候异邦国度里面。
But this person not only had never tested his faith, but is shining as light in this foreign land.
他甚至让这个王都看到了他所拜的神是多么有权柄的神。
And he allowed the king to see how powerful that the God he worships is.
然后这位神是掌管人类历史的神。
And that this God is the One who controls the history of mankind, and he is the master of all the land.
是万神之神
He is the God of God.
只有他是神
And he is the only God.
最后，这个王都要承认这个事实
And this king is going to accept this reality.
所以你看但以理他的这个他整个过程，就让我们看到这个我们是怎么样。在这个世界上为神做见证的。
So you see this process of Daniel, we can see how we should be testifying in this world.
所以这个故事不是只是但以理在演给我们看而已。
And so this story is not just Daniel acting everything out for us.
这个故事其实就是要让我们怎么去学习但以理的留下的榜样，然后活在这个世界上。
This book is telling us what kind of example we should live in this world.
一方面也是让我们看到这个世界的王，这个统治这个世界的这个恶者。他真的就像这个尼布甲尼撒王，也很聪明，很有策略的，要逐渐的同化属神的百姓。
And we know that the king of this earth, Satan, is just like this king who, here Nebuchadnezzar, who is trying very hard to conform everybody.
你看，今天这个世界不是一直给我们很多很多的知识吗
？Look at this world today. Aren't they giving us a lot of knowledge?
他让我们了解说，哎，我们住在这个地方哦，好像真的很好。
It is trying to make us think that living here is really good.
提供各种很方便、很优、很舒服、很优厚的环境。
Giving us very comfortable lives with a lot of temptations.
然后也让我们可以接受很多很多的知识文化。
And giving us a lot of knowledge and culture that we can come into contact with.
要给我们吃新的东西啊。
Giving us new foods to eat.
这个食物说是王的食物。
And this food is the food of kings.
当时是很多人求之不得的。
And these are things that people could, they couldn't even have if they asked for it.
然后也是要，也是，你像都给我们每一个人，好像我有个新的身份。
And it's like giving them a new identity.
真的，这个四个步骤，就是魔鬼要同化属神的百姓的方法。
And so these four stages are what Satan uses to conform the people of God.
那如果我们不小心，我们真的就会被同化了。
So if we're not careful, then we really will be conformed.
那所以保罗在罗马书十二章特别提到说，我们真的不要效法这个世界。
And so Romans chapter 12, Paul reminds us that we should not imitate this world.
他说我们需要心意更新变化。
Tells us, do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your hearts.
要靠着圣灵不断的帮助，让我们可以真的像活祭一样献给神，然后为神的福音努力。
To rely on the Holy Spirit to transform, so that we can truly transform ourselves to be according to the will of God.
那这个时候我们会看到，这个其实这里面也包含我们一个人，如果在一个新的环境里面，其实这是一个考验的开始。
And so this includes how if we are in a new environment, then that is the beginning of testing.
但是其实但以理他们跟他这个三个朋友，他们在他们的家乡的时候，其实已经有很好的这个真理的基础。
But actually, if you look at Daniel and his three friends, back in their home country, they already had a good foundation of the truth.
他们被掳到巴比伦去的时候，他们说当时他们应该是年轻人，所以按照整个但以理书的背景，他的存活的年代看来，他被掳的时候应该大概像青少年十七八岁的人一样。
So Daniel and his friends, they were considered young people at that time, and so when they were taken to exile, they should be around 17 to 18 years old.
那个时候其实也是我们看起来也很合理，因为这个时候的人呢，年轻人吸收能力最好，就是最有潜力被雕塑成王所要用的人才。
In fact, at that time, this age is reasonable because I'm guessing that they were this age is reasonable because that's when their learning is at their peak.
你看我们现在的人呢，一般什么时候的生命最最光彩、最有生命力，然后最好看的时候，是吗？是吗
？What is the age where most people look their best and have the most vitality？
啊，大概就是高中十二年级到大学这段时间最好。
Probably the last year of high school took around the time of college。
啊，真的就是那个年纪吸收能力最好。
And that is the time when we absorb the most。
然后智慧又差不
多，已
经快要成熟，所以那个都可以开窍，可以领悟。
And your wisdom is starting to mature, and so you are starting to grow.
真的就像海绵一样，新的东西进来它就吸收。
It's really like a sponge. Anytime something new comes, you absorb it.
那这个就是但以理他们那个时代被教导的背景。
And so this is what they were taught at the background at that time.
但是你看，现在但以理他们被放在一个新的环境里面。
So you see, Daniel has been placed into a new environment.
神特别允许这件事情发生，让他们被掳了。
God especially allowed these things to happen for
them to take his exile.
And then it follows the time of testing.
但是我们看到他们的考验，在这个考验当中，他们站住了。
We see that during the time of testing, they stood.
他们当时候在家里面所培养的，他们父母亲给他们的宗教教育真的成功了。
The religious education that their parents had given them was successful.
他们真的是敬畏神的人。
They truly were people that revered God.
所以面对了这个王的这些手段呢，他们都可以一一的站住。
So when they faced the craftiness of the king, then they were able to stand.
他们没办法反抗了，他们就只能顺服。
So even though they could not go against it, they could only submit.
他们住在王宫，这个是被指定的地点，他们没有选择。
They lived in the place of the king, and this was set and was not optional.
他们要被教导新的知识，这是他们被受教育，他们要做的工作，他们所以他们一定要学习。
They were taught new things, and this is the education that they had to receive and could not run away from.
那个王给他改名字，叫他们要每天叫他这样的名字，他也不能够说我不要，所以名字这样叫他只能够这样回答。
God changed his name, and I mean, the king changed his name, and he had to go by that name and had to respond to it.
即使你不要，人家就是要这样叫你，你也没办法。
Even though you don't want it, they're going to call you that, and you can't do anything about it.
所以这个四个方式里面，只有一项是但以他们有可能拒绝的。
And so out of these four, there's only one thing that they could solve.
就是这个王他要把他的食物他的酒分一份给他们吃。
And the king was going to give his food and wine to them.
哦，那现在第八节。
Verse 8.
但以理立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒来玷污自己，所以就求太监长容他不玷污自己。
8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies nor the wine which he drank.
我们就看到这里说，但以理他特别立志，他说 不因为这个食物 来让自己在神面前有瑕疵。
So we see that Daniel especially purposed himself, was determined not to be defiled by the king's food.
这个立志要保持圣洁 的心智呢，成为他在第二章、第三章、第四章、第五章，一直到第六章，他每一个挑战里面的最基础 的信仰的基础了。
So this determination to maintain his holiness has become the foundation of his faith all the way to chapter 6.
因为他的这个立志最后真的是一直到他年老的时候他都没有改变的。
Because we see that this determination never changed even until his old age.
他要保持圣洁跟这个世界有分别，要自己分别为圣，这样一个心智，这样一个生活一直持续到他年老的时候。
For him to keep his holiness, to be separate,He had kept this thinking all the way until he was old.
那所以这里特别提到，我们在宗教教育的时候，特别跟都会跟学生提到这第八节的重点。
So in religious education, we will usually emphasize the main point in verse 8.
立志这个是很重要的。
Purpose himself, this determination is important.
有这个立志，才有可能去面对各种不同的挑战。
If only we have this determination, then we'll be able to face all kinds of challenges.
然后在这个诱惑当中才能够站得稳。
And then we'll be able to stand in this temptation.
因为如果我们从这里看呢，因为当时候其实有很多犹大人，他们的同才都是从犹大那边掳来的，他们很多人都觉得无所谓啊。
And so many people who were about the same level as they from Judah, they didn't really care.
但是他们这四个人特别觉得说不行。
But these four people felt that it was not okay.
那所以他的立志，他要能够真的不属这个世界，他有一个实际的做法。
And so for them to not belong in this world, they had a very practical way to deal with it.
就是他在心里面要先知道他要做什么，他是谁。
First, in their heart, they knew what to do, and they had to know who they were.
他们真的知道他们是属神的人。
They truly know they belong to God.
因为王的食物、王的酒，有可能是有拜过偶像，也有可能是不洁净，他们不可以吃的食物。
Because the king's food and wine could have been worshipped by idols, and it could have been unclean.
那这个酒有可能让他们放纵，有可能让他们没有办法持守神的道理。
And this wine may have caused them to not be able to keep the teachings of God.
哦，所以你看第八节就成为他们整个能够在这个异邦的国度能够站立得住的一个基础了。
And so verse 8 became a foundation of them to stand in this foreign land.
结果第九节，神就使他们但以理在太监长的眼前就蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
9. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
那这个先谈到这一个神的恩惠与他们同在，接下去就讲第十节。其实太监长很困难来接受那个但以理他们不吃王的饮食的这个要求。
First, it says that God had Daniel God had brought Daniel into the favor of the chief of the eunuchs, and then it follows to say that the chief of the eunuchs was actually in struggle in giving them different food.
因为太监长觉得说，哎，那如果你们今天不吃这个王的食物啊，万一你们长得不好看，身体虚弱，那我怎么办法跟王交代呢？
If you look very weak, as a result of this, then how can I talk about this to the king?
所以其实这个太监长他也没有直接拒绝那个但以理的要求。
And so this eunuch didn't directly reject the request of Daniel to eat.
他只是把他当时候他的 顾虑讲给但以理听。
He just told him his worries at that time.
那我们看到但以理他的智慧也在这里表现出来。第十一节说
，Verse 11, you see Daniel's wisdom being shown.
但以理他对太监长所派的派管理他们的人啊，这样子这个委办这样子建议，求他们求你试试我们十天了哈，只有吃素菜喝白水就好。
So Daniel said to the steward who the chief has set over them, please test your servants for 10 days, and then
十天之后再看看我们长得怎么样。
And then see how we appear after 10 days.
如果我们没有办法跟其他人一样的健康，那就算了。
If we can't look as healthy as everyone else, then forget it.
那如果我们没有差别，那就请你继续让我们就这样子吃这样的饮食吧。
But if we have no change, then please allow us to continue to eat this.
十四节这个委办听了之后很有道理，就允许他们试试看十天吧。
Verse 14, he felt that this made sense, so he consented.
十五节讲十天之后，这四个人他说比一切的少年人更加的俊美肥胖。
And then it turns out in verse 15 that after the 10 days they appeared.Better than the others.
于是他说委办就照他们所要求的，就他们的食物就分开的。
And so they did as they had requested.
那每一天，当别人在吃王的这些美食的时候，他们就是吃素菜喝白开水。
And so every day when they were eating the king's delicacies, others were eating the delicacies. They were only eating vegetables and water.
所以我们看到这个分别为圣。要保持圣洁是从食物开始的。
And so we see that to be holy is started with food.
那我们现在在看这个食物的时候，我们就不能够只是看到桌上摆的肉啊、鱼啊，或者是那个什么蔬菜水果了。
So we talk about food, you can't just talk about the meat and the fish on the table.
今天我们是天国的人。
Today we are the people of heaven.
我们来活在这个世界上。
We're living in this world.
我们今天在世界上，我们所吃的食物是吃什么人给我们的食物呢
？Today, what kind of food are we eating? Who is giving us this food?
我们是要吃王的食物呢，还是我们要选择那个食物是让我们可以保持圣洁的食物
？Are we eating the king's food, or are we eating the food that will help us keep our holiness?
这个王如果代表是这个世界的王啊，这是魔鬼撒旦啊。
If this king is representing Satan, who is the king of the world.
那今天我们在这个世上，如果吃的食物就是这个王，这个世界所给我们的食物了。
And if we're eating the food that this world gives us, that the king of this world gives us.
那我们会怎么样呢
？Then what will happen to us?
这个世界的王给我们的食物是什么
？What is the food that the king of this world gives us?
这个食物，今天你看所有的媒体新闻，你看我们所接受的这些知识。他最后其实都会很多都是要让我们最后我们的这个圣洁没有了。
The media news and the knowledge of the world is to allow us to lose our holiness in the end.
这些娱乐啊
，the entertainment，
有时候工作
，work
啊，那我们现在周遭所我们的朋友跟我们的对话
，the dialogue between those around us。
你看我们今天人活着不是单靠食物，其实我们今天很多时候我们需要有这些精神的生活，这些外界来的。这些精神上的粮食了哈。
We know that we do not rely on food alone, but we are getting energy from our environment.
我们今天如果吃的是这个世界上给我们的这些东西
，and if we're eating the things from the world today,
我们活出来就是世界的样子。
Then we will live just like what it's like to live in the world.
所以有一句话说 ，You are what you eat 嘛哈，就是你就是你所吃食物的表现。你吃什么，你就变什么人呢、啊？
And so someone has said, "You are what you eat, so you become whatever you take."
对，你如果吃牛肉的人哦，你长起来就是肥胖胖的，然后就哇，很垮啊，就很不怕冷啊，这样。
If you eat beef, you'll be fat and you'll be scared.
啊，你如果是那种你吃汉堡的人，你长跟吃米饭的人就不太一样了。
And if you eat hamburgers, you'll look different.
一般来说，你看真的这个每一种饮食，它所养活的人都不太一样。
The food that will
the way that 影响我们啊。
The way that food raises a person is different, and it will affect people.
哦，所以今天你看，我们在这个世界上，如果说的吃的食物就是这些世界上的这娱乐啊，这些杂七杂八的这些事情。
And so the things that we eat in this world are the different kinds of entertainment.
我们的脸呢、啊，我们的样子真的就会很。看起来就很世俗。
Our face and our likeness will look very secular.
但是反过来，如果我们今天真的是吃神的食物了
，But if you turn this around and if we actually eat the food of God,
我们用主耶稣的话、圣经的教导来 让我们的心灵满足，让我们的灵性可以得饱足。
If we use the words of the Lord Jesus and the teachings of the Bible to allow our soul to be full,
那我们的样子真的就会像主耶稣基督一样，有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
Then our likeness will really be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be more holy.
所以这里特别提到，让你以他立志不以王的饮食来玷污自己。
So it especially says here that Daniel did not defile himself with the king's food.
我们今天真的要吸收的是主耶稣基督的道理。
And so what we have to absorb today are the teachings of
the Lord Jesus. 我们要立志不让这个世界这些文化这些知识来污染我们的心。
We have to be determined to not let the culture and the knowledge of the world defile our hearts.
我们要看清楚这个魔鬼他的手段。
We have to see clearly the craftiness of the devil.
他就是要把我们人同化。
He is to conform us.
他要让我们很害怕跟别人不一样。
He wants to be very, make us afraid to be different from others.
但其实我们如果了解我们自己，我们是跟这个世界不同的人。
But in fact, if we realize that we are different from those in the world,
我们本来就应该在不管在饮食、在我们的生活作息、在我们的思想形式方面，都要跟其他的不信的人有差别的。
So whether it's food, lifestyle, or thinking, then we should be different from other people.
所以我们应该要靠着主，很勇敢的把我们的特质，神主耶稣的形象，把它活出来才对。
So we have to rely on God so that we can live out the special characteristics of the Lord Jesus.
当我们这样做的时候
，and then when we do that,
其实神他一定会让我们蒙恩惠。
Then God will allow us to have favor.
你看，但以理他们试了十天之后，他们并没有比较消瘦啊。
You see when Daniel and them ate, Daniel and they ate these foods for 10 days, they didn't grow any weaker.
反过来更好。
Actually, they became healthier.
所以你看，这个十天就看出了这个神的恩典很明显的与他们同在。
And so we see very clearly that the grace of God was with them.
让这些办事人他们可以很放心。
It allowed those who were taking care of them to be at ease.
这些照顾人就看到神的恩典在他们身上。
So these caretakers saw the grace of God upon them.
那这个就让他们这三年，他们就过了一个分别为圣的生活。
These 3 years, they lived a life of separation and holiness.
时间到了以后，他们要接受考试。
The time came and they were to take the test.
第十七节说，
17 says,
这四个人，神在各样的文字学问上就赐给他们聪明知识，特别又给但以理能够明白异象跟梦兆。
17. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
这个知识才能是神给他们的。
This knowledge and ability all comes from God.
你看。这个特别的恩赐也是神赋给那个人，又为了这个人能够完成神的工作。
This special gift was given to them, and so these are the people who are to complete the work of God.
所以特别提到说，但以理神给他这个可以解梦的这个恩赐。
Especially says that God gave Daniel the ability to understand visions and dreams.
因为以后但以理他要做解梦的工作。
Because Daniel was to do the work of dream and vision interpretation in the future.
早在这个事情还没有发生以前，神就已经准备好了。
Before these things even happened, God had prepared it.
所以等到事情发生的时候，就看到神的计划就一一的进行了。
And so when things happened, then we see that everything fell into place one by one.
那所以你看到了第二十节，这个王在拷问他们的时候，特别发现他们的智慧比其他人通国的术士跟用法术胜过十倍。
Verse 20 says that the king realized during the time of the examination that they were 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers.
这个十倍真的是一个神迹啊。
This 10 times being 10 times better is truly a miracle.
他们才受训三年而已。
They had only been trained for 3 years.
他们这个超过十倍不是只是跟他们的同才一起比较啊。
And for them to be better by 10 times is not just comparison with their peers.
是巴比伦通国所有的这个术士有智慧有学问人一起比的，就是他们是最突出的。
And this is in comparison to all the magicians and astrologers.
就看到说神的作为真的是超乎人的想象的。
And so we see that the work of God surpasses the thinking of man.
因为他们知道这个依靠的能力是从哪里来的。
And because they know that where the power of reliance comes from.
那所以我们今天如果真的认清楚我们的身份。
So today, if we truly know our identity,
我们是属主耶稣的人。
That we are the people who belong to the Lord Jesus.
我们暂时住在这个客旅的这个地方。
We are temporarily as guests here.
那我们目的在哪里
？Then where is our purpose?
就是在这个地方要完成神托付的工作。神让我们住在这个地方。
We are to complete the work of God here.
就好像神让这些人被掳来放在示拿地。
Just like how God had these people taken into exile into the Babylonian land.
让他们要 接下来要做很多重要的工作。
And it is for them to do important work.
要让人认识这位神。
For people to know this God.
所以他们这个四个人，真的最后都是让他们周围人认识他们所拜的神是谁。
So these four people in the end allowed those around them to understand who their God was.
那所有的这一些工作，都是从他们立志在他们的身上保持圣洁，不被这个世界污染开始的。
And all this work led to, came from their determination to not be defiled in foreign land.
所以，我们今天在读这样的一个历史的发生过的事的时候，我们一定要学到这样的一个教训呢。
When we learn about this historical event, we have to absorb its teaching.
因为主让我们活在世上是要为他做见证的。
Because the Lord has allowed us to live in this world to testify for
him. 那我们绝对要能够跟这个世界有分别。
And so we absolutely have to be different from this world.
那当我们有这个心智以后，神一定把他的恩惠加在我们身上。
Once we have this determination, then God will add His grace upon us.
让我们真的在世人眼前，不但不会羞愧，反而会让主的名得荣耀。
So that in front of other people, not only will we not be in shame, but bring glory to God's name.
那所以最后你看，他们这四个人真的在神在人面前都蒙恩惠了。
So we see these four people in the end, they all received favor in the eyes of God.
他们的生活就让其他人见证都说，哦，原来你们的神真的是不一样。
Their lives caused other people to say that your God is truly different.
只是当时候他们还不了解，他们只是听听，还没有办法真的去实行，然后去试试看，诶，他们这个神真的是这么有能力吗？
They just didn't understand at that time, but other people
只是听到而已，他们只是听到看到他们这样做，他们这些人都还没有亲身的体验呢。
These other people didn't actually experience God for themselves yet, but they had only heard and seen all these things that happened.
以后他们就会经历到这个神的作为。
But then in the future, they would experience the work of God.
所以今天呢，我们要一起来一样立同样的志向。
And so for us today, we have to make the same determination.
让我们真的用神的道理，让我们得到洁净。
That we truly use the word of God to attain purity.
我们最后来看罗马书第十二章。
Now let's lastly look at Romans.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
第二节。
Romans 12, 2.
第二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
2, and do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这个不被这个世界同化，这样的心是非常关键的。
The kind of heart to not be conformed by the world is extremely critical.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
让我们都能够在这个世上活出主的形象，为他做见证。
That we can live the image of the Lord in this world and to bear witness of Him.
我们一起来唱诗492首。
Let us sing hymn 492.
Jesus in you.